do take your own seats. I've even put some extra seats at the front here so you can put your clutter and your bits and pieces. So I'm well briefed on this and on your needs now. So if you'd like, you won't see anything if you sit there. So if you'd like to sit there. We know there's going to be an awful lot to see from up there, but that's better, a little better from that angle. Well, we're going to have our reading now from Mark chapter 6, well-known reading. But what I want you to do is, as we hear the reading, I want you to think about what's going on in the minds of the disciples. What are they up to? What are they aiming for? What on earth are they doing? Let's hear.
Mark chapter 6, starting at verse 30. The apostles gathered round Jesus and reported him to all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" Amen.
Just when they thought they were going to have a rest, if we could have the PowerPoint up there and our title page. Can I tell you about the new Skittles? They're not that new, but they do giant ones now. Yeah, here they are. They are three times bigger, or 3x bigger. That must be one. Three times bigger. And you can get some different flavors. These ones are crazy sours. Oh, yes. I like them in my car, just next to me. And it means that I can have a treat. It's got a short journey. I think, oh, I've got to buzz off somewhere. But I've got time. It's probably a two-skittle trip. And off we go. And I really like them. You wouldn't like them in showers. You probably want the sweeter ones. They're much better. Got them in the car as well. But they are really nice. I'm not going to give you one because they are mine. I don't want to stop to go down. The disciples. had a similar way of doing things.
Seriously, finish that first.
They didn't want to share Jesus. Did you get that as we had the reading? They didn't want a break. They want Jesus to themselves. He's chew forever. They're gone for the whole time I'm speaking. They wanted Jesus. They loved the time with him. It was really nice. It was really good. They were special. Let's have a look. Jesus treated them specially. He said to them, "Secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. To those outside, everything is said in parables. They've got to work hard with a parable to get to the nugget of truth." Told absolutely straight to the disciples. Special treatment. Jesus said in that reading, "Come to me by yourselves to a quiet place. Get some rest. Just us together." How good is that? Jesus to themselves. And that's how they liked it. They loved it so much, they weren't going to let anyone else get in on it. So, their view when the people started coming along, these very needy people, yeah, great need, I need to hear the gospel, yeah, all that sort of stuff. La-di-da, but send the people away because they're hungry. or whatever. They've been out in the sun too much. Whatever it is, send the people away. Being the disciples of Jesus, that was their thing. These other people were hangers-on. They didn't want to share Jesus. Yeah, so there are ways and ways of sending the people away. And I'm sure had they had water cannons, they might have used that just to disperse the crowds. And then children. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. Well, they're not going to remember it, are they? So therefore, what a waste of Jesus' time, because he's there, Jesus. And so the disciples rebuked these people who were bringing the little children, and it made the little children rather sad. And we too want Jesus to ourselves. You can sometimes see it in churches where they're rather walled off to people coming along, or we use obscure rituals or language or however we do it, even songs. And we gradually build up a barrier saying, this is ours, and it's not really for you, because he's our Jesus. We're the ones who've given our lives to him. And we say, no, faith, it's my private area. This is mine, and I don't want you treading on it. It's fair enough that our time together on a Sunday is a special time for resourcing us to live for Christ during the week, but can become, our time exclusively. Our Jesus, our faith. And there's many Christians who would not want to share their faith in Jesus because others might criticize it. Others might look down on it and try and soil it in some way with their comments and their rejections. So we keep it to ourselves as our special, unblemished faith in Jesus. He's our Jesus. Hands off. The problem is with Jesus is he doesn't allow for that. Yes, he's our Jesus, and he's everyone's Jesus as well. And he's a Jesus with the good news of how we can be saved and forgiven and renewed and once again connected to our Father God, filled with the Spirit. That good news is going to go out. So Jesus was quite rough with his disciples. I think that encounter that we read, if you were one of the disciples, you'd feel really put out, because when they came and said, oh, Jesus, we can't feed them. Yeah, it's impossible. I don't know what you're talking about. He said, you feed them. I mean, how on earth do they do that? They've just told Jesus it would cost too much. He said, you feed them. You get involved. You do what I'm doing. And we read also that when they rebuked the people for bringing people to Jesus, when he saw it, Jesus was indignant. Pulled them up on it. Trying to make me your own, and you're trying to exclude others. Don't do it. This hands-off attitude will not work. You have got to be able to share Jesus. Share Jesus. It's as simple as that, Swan. I'm not going to say too much more about it, except, well, you're probably hoping that I don't say to you that really over this coming week and over the coming months and over the coming years, you should share your faith with other people. I mean, you are hoping I'm not going to say that to you. Let's say it, though. Share Jesus. It's not easy talking to people about our faith. We normally get hit with something which we're not ready for, or we do feel sometimes a bit bruised and battered doing it. I've felt that before when people have taken me on or blamed all the wrongs that the church has done seemingly on me, or they try to trash my own faith in Christ. They try to trash my belief in Jesus when it's not my fault, really, but I'm there. It's not easy. It leaves us a bit vulnerable. But share your faith. Well, share Jesus. Because you can't keep him to yourself, no matter how much you want to. If you're not careful, he'll put you in a position where he's either indignant with you or he gives you a task which it really does bring you out of yourself. Do share Jesus. My last church, they weren't very good at sharing Jesus. They weren't very good at sharing themselves. And so as far as they were concerned, sharing Jesus involved a new notice board with some posters up. There we go. That'll do. You can imagine how many people were attracted into the church, how many people we got into conversation with because of that. It was, yes, you're right, it was that. It was zero. There was absolutely no response whatsoever. And when people came into the church as visitors, some inquiring about faith, they didn't talk to them, didn't go near them, didn't touch them with the barge pole, because they believed their faith was quite a private thing that they weren't going to share. As their faith in Christ grew, as they understood their faith, they actually became quite a lot bolder and did start to talk to others, share their faith. People could come in the church and they'd share faith with them. And they shared it with people outside the church. They gradually got to do it. And it was good. And it meant that, say, that Sunday when, at the end of the service, we had a young woman came into the church. She sat at the front. A few people went up to her and greeted her. And she said, "Can you pray for me? I can't tell you the details. I don't tell you the details of what for. But could you pray for me?" And they did. Sat down and prayed for her. And she came back a few weeks later and said, "Just to say thank you, saved my life." Wow, what God can do when we share Jesus. I sometimes amazed when I'm at the community garden, the conversations we get into. One of the comments I had a couple of weeks ago was, "You don't mind me asking about Christian faith, do you? Don't mind me asking these questions about church, do you?" And obviously that image had been built up that Christians get offended when they get asked questions or when you raise problems and difficulties, that Christians get offended. So as we share Jesus, share the fact that you're actually not going to be offended all the time when people ask questions or just want to make their points to you. I've had someone else said to me at the community garden, that thing about the creation story and science and all the questions around that, "I hope you don't mind me asking," I was told again, "how do you deal with that?" I was asked by another person, "Hope you don't mind me asking, but if a trans person came into your church, what would happen? Would they be welcome?" Big question for me. And I'm left there to try and answer it. And yet another one I've got is, "Your church, is it the one with the spire?" "No, it's not the one." No, calm down. Don't keep Jesus to yourself. Share Jesus. Share him. And as you do so, just make sure others know you can't be offended. Well, you can be offended. We can all be offended. But we're going to take that. We're all right with that. That's the price that we have to pay. We will pay it. We will share Jesus. In the places where you're at this week, do people know you go to church? Do people know you're a Christian? Simple things like that are good as a starter, just to let people know you're on side with Jesus. So, be generous. Share Jesus. Be courageous. Share Jesus. And be faithful to God and share Jesus. Unlike the disciples in there trying to keep Jesus to themselves, share Jesus. And the skittles, there's plenty here. No, this is not about faith. These are my skittles. I'm keeping them. Let's sing together.